Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Lamed Beis, Avodah Zarah 32b, pagination is 64. We'll be starting four lines from the bottom. We're making reference to a statement in the Mishnah, which can be found on Chavtes Amed Beis 29b, pagination 58, where about 10 lines from the top of the Amud, the Mishnah told us, Hahochim Litarfus, when idol worshippers are going on a pilgrimage to idol worship, also losses for loss and simoin, you're not allowed to do commerce with them on the way there, v'habayin mutarim, but on their way back, you're allowed to do commerce with them. Now, when this halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Mem Tes Yud Aleph, the Mechaber adds the word, hahochim l'chagom l'mei rachok, for a far away event. And presumably, the Mechaber is making a distinction over here that this law is not the regular law that we had in the beginning of the Masechta, Lefnei Eden Yishalov Dekochavim, that in the time period right before a holiday, there's a restriction regarding commerce. That's when you're in close proximity to the holiday. Over here, you're dealing with a pilgrimage. It could take them days or weeks to get to their location. Nevertheless, on their way to it, there's a commerce restriction. On the way back, as we'll see, it's done, and it's going to be permitted. Let's see the Gemara, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, when you have this idol worshipper who's going for his pilgrimage to worship idols, ba'alicha aser, when he's going, it's forbidden. Da'azil umodi kamei avodas kachavim, because if he gets what he thinks is a good deal in commerce, it's going to all be part of his thanksgiving, that part of his pilgrimage, he sees it as a good omen, part of his pilgrimage, that he got a good deal. Bachazara, but on his way back, mutter, it's going to be permitted to do commerce with him because he's back into normal living. My dahave have, what happened is done, and he's back to being a regular local. He's a person. He's not busy with his pilgrimage anymore. Yisrael ha'olich l'tarfus, if you have a Jew who's going on this pilgrimage for idol worship, God protect us. Ba'alicha mutter, when he's going there, you're allowed to do commerce with him. Because he may yet change his mind. Velo azel, he's not going to actually do it. And we could even add in optimistically, maybe if you do commerce with him and you make a Kiddush Hashem in the interaction, maybe he won't go. Bachazara, but when he's coming back and you don't see a massive tshuva, he's coming back, he had an experience, he incorporated it in part of his life experiences, then Osir, you're not allowed to do commerce with him. Kevin de Ovik ba mehader hader ozel, because once he's attached to this, we're worried that he's going to go back. Now, we're watching a very interesting distinction between the idol worshipper and the Jew joining them doing the same thing. Certainly, it's remarkable on the way there that we handled the two of them differently. The idol worshipper, that's what he does. We expect him to do it. Unfortunately, he's worshipping idols. So we take it at face value and commerce is restricted. The Jew, even if he says he's part of the pilgrimage, but we don't take him too seriously and we assume he's probably going to change his mind. That's remarkable. Okay. But on the way back, I think it's even more remarkable that we handle them differently. The idol worshipper goes on this special pilgrimage. This is independent of his normal local worship. He went on this pilgrimage. When he's done with it, he leaves it behind. It's done. My dahava have. Doing commerce with him is not going to increase his desire to run back to the idol and thank the idol for what happened. He leaves it behind him. The Jew, however, if he did the idol worship and you don't see a massive tshuva, we're worried that he's attached to it, that he's actually thinking of going back. And this is apparently more so than the way we handle the idol worshiper. Idol worshiper is on his way back. He's done with it. The Jew's on his way back. He's thinking of going back to worship that idol. Now, this might have its explanation in the way Jews handle causes. Everything is a principle. Everything is a philosophy. He believes in it. It's part of his life. Or it might be a little bit more logistical, as the Gemara later on that daf says, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, it talks about the fact that a Jew can't sell idols and likewise can't worship locally. It doesn't work for him. It's part of the Jewish community. This is something he can only do there. So we're worried that as he's coming back from that worship, he's already thinking of returning to do that worship. It gave him his high, it gave him his connections, whatever he was in it for, it gave it to him. And Mahadar Hadar Azal, we're worried about the Jew more than about the idol worshiper who has idols available to him wherever he goes. We're worried about the Jew that on his way back, he's thinking of returning and doing it again. There's a bit of support to this concept of returning, and that would cause the restriction. About a quarter of the way down on the Amud, we're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph now, the Gemara says, Habo'in mutarim, those who are coming back are permitted. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, when you're dealing with idol worshippers on the way back, lo shanu, it only applies that it's going to be permitted, ela she'en kshurim b'zeh b'zeh, if they're not coming in a group. Aval kshurim b'zeh b'zeh, but if they're traveling in a group, they became buddies, they had a bonding experience by the idol, and they're retaining that bonding experience, they're hanging out together, asurim. It's forbidden to do commerce with them on their way back from the pilgrimage. Ema daita lachzar, because we have reason to believe that their entire conduct indicates that they intend to go back. And that's where this restriction is coming from, that if people give us the indication on the way back from the pilgrimage that they're going to be returning to do such a pilgrimage again, then even on the way back, such activity is going to be restricted. I want to make mention of the next Sif in Shulchan Aruch, right after Kuf Mem Tes Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, tells us, Yesh Omrim, there are those that are of the opinion, She'en kol devarim elu amurim, ela ba'oso zman, that many of these halachas only apply in their time of the Talmud, when idol worship was taken very seriously. But in our time, even if a person was a true idol worshiper, you define that what he's worshiping is idol worship, even if that's true, they don't really understand idols. And they're doing more of ritual tradition than actual belief. And therefore, the opinion presented by the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis is Mutar Lasas V'Lasas Imayim B'Yom Chagam U'Lahalvosam V'Chol Shor Devarim, that many of the things mentioned in this context are actually going to be permitted because they're not real, authentic, believing idol worshippers. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.